Hey, it's Larry here, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. This is show number 223. I'm recording this for Sunday, April 29th, 2007. With me is E.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, you're not going to eat during this, are you?
I'm almost done.
See, I talked to you and I said, do you want to come do the show this week? You said yes. We had to move the time a couple times. And then you decide to come over and start. What are you eating?
I hit the Wendy's drive-thru. I wasn't supposed to be eating during the show. It just kind of worked out that way.
So,
While you do the long, rambling monologues, I'll take bites.
Well, you see, you're supposed to hear to break up that monologue.
Oh, I will. Occasionally, okay. I'll chomp into the microphone.
All right. So, a couple things going on this week. The Pac-Man World Championship kicked off. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of that.
We're actually shooting some really funny videos.
Funny Pac-Man videos?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. They're really funny.
Okay.
Speaking of videos,
I'm pretty sure I don't remember how to get to the ninth key anymore. I used to be able to get to the ninth key from memory, but I think that was junior high.
Long time ago,
Yeah.
So the Pac-Man World Championship kicks off this week. The registration, that means I will be in New York for the actual event, which is in beginning of June. And I will be doing, I think it's beginning of June. Yes, beginning of June. So I'll be doing a an Xbox Live members, or not even members. I don't care. If you're interested in Xbox, we're going to do a get-together. You going to come in?
New York? Probably not. Don't get to New York very often.
There's this I love New York. There's this place that people have been emailing me because I said, hey, I think we should do this, but I don't want to organize it. We've got to find somebody good who can organize things like this. So a couple people have emailed me. There's this place, I think it's in Brooklyn, called the Barcade.
I like the name. That sounds good.
So it's got some old stuff there. So I think maybe we'll do it at the Barcade, but we'll see. So that's coming up. Pac-Man is happening now. The leaderboards were reset midweek this week, right? Last week?
Yeah, so I don't remember when.
So anyway, go up there. Go get all the rules. Worldwide event, Pac-Man. So if you're into Pac-Man, then you need to participate in this. The
waka,
Elite
waka,
is
waka,
being
waka,
released.
Waka, waka.
Thank you. The Elite is being released as we speak.
Today. Yep.
Today, Sunday. Sunday the 29th is when the Elite, which is when when the show is for and it's airing, but you know, you may be picking up the show after that. So the Elite is available in stores near you.
Yeah, Costco in my case.
Costco in your case. Did you get one yet?
It hasn't arrived yet. I'm assuming I'll get it Monday, Tuesday.
All I have is this black controller. That's all they would give me.
Costco had a nice bundle. It was an Elite, extra controller, batteries, cables, the whole bit, all black, of course, at a pretty good price.
So
I pre-ordered when it came up.
Any games?
No games, but that's okay since it's not my first 360. I have games.
Yes, that's a good way to look at it. So the Elite is going on. I got a couple interviews this week. Can I roll through them quickly?
You're going to, like, describe them, or you just
I'm
going to
tell you what they are before we... we'll play them in a second. You and I haven't finished chatting yet.
Okay, fascinate me.
Yeah, the first one is I'm going to be interviewing the guy whose team worked on Pinball FX, which is...
ooh, okay.
Which launched this week on Xbox Live Arcade for 800 simoleons.
Simoleons? No, points, not simoleons.
And then I also have somebody on who worked on Spider-Man 3.
The movie or the game?
The game.
Okay.
Which is apparently shipping on every platform known to man. I'm surprised it's not shipping on the Commodore. when you hear this interview.
Technically it is, because the Commodore brand is now being used to sell high-end gaming PCs. And I'm sure there's a PC version of Spider-Man 3.
All right, VIC-20, okay?
Okay. Not a VIC-20.
We'll get back to this in clear talk. What else do I have here? My notes are kind of light, E, because I knew you were going to be in here, and usually I do all these notes and whatnot. Actually, wait a minute. We need to stop right now.
Okay. This can't be good.
That's for E, who got his 500th orb.
Thank you. I'd also like to shoot myself for having missed it for a second.
Where was it? Because everyone said they wrote in and said they knew where it was. Where was the orb?
Yeah.
Well, I know where it is. But
so at the north end of Los Muertos, the lighthouse, and there's multiple agility orbs there.
Right.
There's one on top, which I'd gotten. But I had somehow missed one that is about 9/10 of the way from the top.
So it's like it's on the balcony right below it, right?
It's like 15 feet from the peak of the lighthouse. Right. And I had been there, I can't tell you how
many
times.
Not enough times, though.
Never seen it.
How did you find it?
And just, you know, wandering around aimlessly again. And I just happened to catch the glint, and it's like, oh my, there it is!
Yep.
So to everyone who noticed that I had gotten my 500th orb and wrote in with congratulations, thank you. I tried to, you know, say thanks to as many of you as I could.
Did anybody have it right? They said, because I remember people were like swearing up and down, I know where the last orb is. It is X, Y, or Z.
I don't recall anyone telling me to check the lighthouse. I could be wrong, but honestly, I get so many messages about that.
Well, I think I'm responsible for some of that.
Yeah, just maybe.
Just maybe. E. You're going to get some after this show, because I'm going to put a link to your...
Wouldn't expect anything less.
Yeah, so you got your 500th orb. I got mine a few days before you. I got into this run where I was able to just... I think I had 7 or 8 left to go. And just all of a sudden, bam, bam, found like this whole stack of them just in this weird area that I thought I'd been through.
That's how they come and go. And I probably could have found it a lot sooner, but I kept taking long crackdown breaks. I'd go a week or 10 days without playing.
Right.
And I'd go back to, you know, Halo 2 or something else. I'd get involved in, you know, a community event like the All-Nighter.
Right.
And then, you know, I'd get bored and, I'll go orb hunt for a couple of hours. And then I'd get frustrated and go to something else.
You know what I have in my hands?
I know what you have in your hands.
This is
not nearly as dirty as you made that
sound.
What
is the official term for this thing?
I don't have any idea.
This is what internally we call the TID, the text input device. Which is the thing that is going to snap on a controller and allow you to use a messenger.
I think it's something like the Xbox 360
human interface
keyboard or something.
The human
like that.
Interface edition.
No.
You know, one of these long name things that we like to do here at this company. But anyway, it really feels nice. I've been using it at home because I've got the new dashboard. I'm running a beta version of that.
Yes.
Which is coming out soon. About a couple weeks, right?
I don't think we've actually said when, but yeah, we're
getting
there.
They said it was going to be out, I think it was the second week of May.
I mean, people know it's in beta. They've read about that. And there's some really nice improvements in there. I think people are going
to
dig it.
You know what I did last night? I wanted to download... was it the BioShock trailer? I think it was the BioShock trailer, which I don't know what happened, but this thing snuck out, and I didn't have it. I didn't blog it, because I usually blog all the big stuff like this.
Right.
And it totally slipped my mind. And so I went through a marketplace, and I downloaded it. And then I'm like, well, I want to go to bed. And I was like, wait a minute, I can. So I shut the controller off, or I shut the console off, went to bed, and it blinks.
Right.
Because there's this new low-power mode where you can download the background, or download when it's off. I don't know how to...
It's not really off. It's more of a sleep mode.
Yeah.
Kind of like for people who have, like, a TiVo.
Right.
You turn it off. It's not actually off because it's still around.
Right. It's just not outputting video and everything else.
Yeah. And it turns some of the lights off so it's not bright in a dark room, things
right.
like that.
So anyway, I downloaded that and then I went to bed and I was like, this is really cool. I have a whole bunch of... I've been queuing up movies left and right to download.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's very handy for that.
It is very handy. So yeah, so I've been using the text input device on that. But I want to talk about, before I get into the interviews, want to talk about Halo? Halo 2?
Halo
2 for Vista?
I was going to say which Halo 2, because there's the All-Nighter, there's Halo 2 for Vista, which we've both been playing.
Yeah, so you started playing that yesterday.
Yes.
And I played it, when did I start? I guess it was Monday or Tuesday. And you and I have similar laptops. We have these Dell laptops that run them okay, but laptops, they're not gaming laptops.
No, they're not. They're business laptops. And it's playable, but you can't really, you know, crank up the options to what it's capable of.
Right.
On a top-end gaming PC, it's going to be just gorgeous.
We saw a demo of this at a meeting we were at a couple days ago, and it really was like, wow. Yeah. It really looked good. So what was great about this, and I posted this on the blog this week, is I installed it, and they got this tray and play thing where you can play while you're installing in the background.
The first time I heard that, I was like, tray and play?
I know, you turned to me, you're like, what is tray and play? What is that? But it was installing, and then I played it, and then the first time I logged into Live
went... Actually, hang on. We should explain tray and play.
All right, I'll let you explain it,
so
as you understand it.
When you drop Halo 2... Actually, it's not Halo 2 for Vista, even though that's what we always call it.
What's
I don't know what the official name is. It's like Halo 2 for
Vista.
Windows, Halo 2 PC.
Who knows?
Anyways, the PC version of Halo 2, you drop it in, and you get the usual, you know, pop-up saying, do you want to install, etc.
Yeah.
But you've got a couple of choices. There's the install everything and start the game choice. There's start playing right now. You've got, like, a couple different options depending on how eager you are to start, or if, you know, you're going to maybe go have dinner and then come back when it's done.
Right.
But the tray and play part where that comes in is you literally drop it in, say, I want to play right now. It installs just the minimum of the game you need to get started, starts you playing, and then keeps installing the rest of the game in the background.
That's cool.
It's very cool
idea. So it's kind of like a quasi-console experience.
It's a lot closer than the old, you know, old-style PC installing. So great idea. I'm surprised they were able to pull it off.
So I started playing it, and I hooked it into my... Got on the laptop, got home, because we couldn't get it... I couldn't get it connected to live through our corporate network for obvious reasons. So I get home, I start playing it, and then I realize, I'm like, well, how am I going to play this? Mouse and keyboard? No, I like the controller, because, you know, we all played Halo 2 with the controller. So I get the... And I, again, this is all up on the blog. I get the, what is this thing called? The Microsoft Xbox 360 Wireless Receiver for Windows. God, we got to come up with shorter names.
Also known as the wireless dongle.
The dongle. Yeah. So I got the dongle, and I plug that in, and I get my wireless headset and the wireless controller. I get them connected to it. Now, I am playing Halo 2 Vista with my wireless controller and my wireless headset on my PC. And my friends, I can see my friends list. I had a voice conversation with Lithion, who works on the blog.
Right.
Because you weren't around. You were doing something else. It's just all that technology blew my mind.
It's really cool to see it work.
Because we've been talking about it for years.
Yeah.
And everyone, I've been in these meetings and you've been in these meetings where it's, oh yeah, this is going to happen. Well, all of a sudden everything snapped into focus for me. It was like, wow. And everyone thinks that I made that post because I was trying to pimp Vista. Look, I really don't care what you're running. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're working on, you know, buying Xbox games and playing Xbox and Xbox Live.
It's a really cool experience.
Right.
I mean, to be able to go back and forth like that. When I first put my live profile on the PC,
right.
It goes through basically an account recovery, right. So that you can log in, right. You know, in my case, is E on my laptop.
Right. But you can still log into Xbox Live through your console, let's be clear.
Yes, it does.
Am I supposed to say that?
Version. What?
Let's be clear.
You're not allowed to say that
No,
anymore?
People get pissed at me when I say that.
Because it implies that the rest of the time you're not clear?
I say it too much is what I'm told, so.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
So, buzzword bingo, yeah. Take a drink every time Major says,
it's now
let's
a drinking
clear.
Game, Major's drinking game when I say, let's be clear. Oh, time for a drink.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So I do the account recovery thing to get E on my laptop so I can log in there. And you have the guide there in Halo 2 Vista. And you've got your friends list and your messenger or your messages. And I can see, you know, the gamer picture on my gamer card, which I had just changed, my gamer score, my reputation.
It's all there.
It's all there. And that's just really cool. And it took about 5 minutes until I started getting bombarded with messages going, Halo 2 PC, what? Where's my copy?
Yeah.
So, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, because I had the same thing happen to me. But a lot of people have asked, you know, if you don't want to play with a controller, if you're a mouse and keyboard person, you just hit home. You hit home and that opens up the guide.
Instead of the guide button.
Yeah, because there's no guide button on your keyboard. So everyone says, well, how about the Windows button? I don't know why it's not the Windows
button. I've been playing Halo 2 for so long, there's no way I could play with anything but a 360 controller.
Really?
It's very ingrained to me that, you know, here's how I melee, here's how you switch weapons, here's how you... Everything. I mean, I've been playing this game pretty much nonstop since 2004.
Right. We played a lot of games together. I looked at how many we've logged. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's thousands and thousands. I know a number of people who've played over 10,000.
And we're going to probably not be playing that much more because we're playing another Halo-related game.
I'm still playing a lot of Halo 2. You're not playing Halo 2.
No.
I participated in the All-Niner last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And thank you to everyone who was involved in that and helped make that happen.
Yeah, it was great. I got up at like 4 a.m. because I couldn't sleep, and I logged in and was playing.
You IM'd me and went something like, are you awake?
Yeah, because I didn't think you were going to be awake because, you know, 4 a.m. is like night time.
No, we played until the sun came up at 6 a.m.
Right. With the new maps.
Yep. And just with random people who'd hopped on our friends list. Yep. We had a great time. So I was playing that. I'm still playing Halo 2 a couple of nights a week, even though you're mostly not.
That's because I'm busy playing Halo 2 Vista.
Halo 2 Vista.
Or this other Halo property that I can't talk about.
I don't know what you're talking about, but oh, wow, is that fun. Halo 2 Vista, I think I'm going to play through the campaign mode. I'm going to play a little multiplayer.
Right.
The thing that I found most interesting, though, is I haven't played Halo 2 campaign since it came out.
Right.
I played it a couple of times right away.
No, we had it finished before it shipped, didn't we? I know I finished it before it shipped to public.
Maybe a couple of days.
Right.
I don't like playing single-player games until they're done, because
right.
I don't want to play a half-finished version.
Right. Same with me.
But, I played it, and then I haven't really gone back to the single-player mode, but I've spent years playing multiplayer.
Refining the E style of play.
Yes, which is kind of controlled suckage, I guess would be a good way to put it.
Right.
I'm a decent player, but nothing special.
Right.
But now, going back to campaign mode, I play the game so differently.
How do you play?
It's a very different
experience. Give me an example.
I didn't like the BR.
Okay,
now,
the battle rifle.
I love the BR, okay. And I religiously zoom in and headshot with it.
Okay,
which is what you get from playing game after game of SWAT. For people who don't know, SWAT is basically Halo 2 with battle rifles and no shields, so mm-hmm. one headshot's a kill.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to practice getting headshots, which do extra damage.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I found myself zooming in on every elite and dropping them with headshots.
Changes the game.
Very different. And right. I was doing a lot of, you know, shoot them a little bit with the SMG and then melee for the kill.
Right.
Things that I just didn't have any idea how to do back in November of 2004.
So now here we are, 3 years later.
Yeah, just 2.5. Yeah.
2.5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway, Halo 2 Fist, I'll be playing that probably after we're done with the show here. You and I haven't played against on live yet, though. We have not played multiplayer.
We need to try that. I question how good an experience it'll be with my laptop, at least.
Because the experience isn't good, just because we may not have the hardware to make it good.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm going to have enough frames per second to actually be able to play decently.
Yeah, we need to...
That's not a knock on Halo 2 Vista. That's a knock on my laptop.
I need to talk to some people and get some better hardware. Yeah.
That's a good idea. We should work on that.
Yeah.
Anyone with a laptop who's listening?
So here's the deal, community. Why don't you spec out some rigs for E and I?
Yeah. And then, you know, hook us up.
And then, I'm just saying, spec out some rigs, and then I'll go over to PR and tell them that's what we need.
There you go.
All right, what else we got this week? Oh, here's something interesting that happened this week.
I can think of many things, but which
one are
you talking
about? Why don't you go through what you have, because I'm thinking about what happened yesterday.
Yesterday? I went and saw Pathfinder.
Okay, besides that, I was making something a little more relative to the video gaming space. The father of the PlayStation is going to be leaving, apparently, Sony.
He's now going to be chairman of...
Actually, how did Joystick put it? He's being kicked upstairs.
Yeah.
So Ken Kutaragi, who is just made major contributions to the gaming industry with PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2.
He's Mr. PlayStation.
He's Mr. PlayStation. So he is now moving on.
Yeah, that was a big wow moment when that news came out. And bizarrely enough, as far as I know, the place that broke the news, the first place I saw it, Macworld.
Yeah, remember I sent you that URL?
Yeah, that was
like
7-8 in the morning. It's like, Macworld? How do they have the inside source on this?
Yeah, well, they got nothing, you know, they're obviously not getting anything out of Apple.
Maybe, so, yeah. Instead of getting sued by Apple for blogging, we're going to talk about this.
So, anyway, that was big. What else happened this week? What do we have for releases?
I had my Guitar Hero moment in the car on the way here.
Do you want to tell me what that is?
So, like a lot of our listeners, I've been playing a ton of Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
My girlfriend also has been playing a ton of Guitar Hero. We're on our way over here to tape this,
mm-hmm.
and we're just listening to the radio, and I swear they're playing the Guitar Hero 2 soundtrack. I mean, and all of a sudden, it's Surrender, and I don't even remember what else they were playing, but we're just sitting there, you know, jamming to the music, and we're both like, where are our guitars? Hey, are we playing this on medium or hard?
So that was your Guitar Hero moment.
Yeah, it was really kind of surreal.
That was like the first time you got TiVo, and I was in the car.
Yeah.
Remember you're in the car listening, and you want to hear something, a song again or something, you try to rewind the radio, it doesn't work.
And you can't. That's so frustrating.
Yeah, that's like a life-changing moment.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at some of the stuff that went up on Marketplace this week, BioShock themes and pictures.
When did the red versus blue pictures go up?
Because I don't know.
Those surprised me, and I was like, ooh,
well, there was a bunch of them that went up, and I think I blogged the first pack of them.
Because there's two up there right now that are both in the new category as
right.
we record this.
Right.
And there's Caboose and Griff and Tex and
yeah, they're up
Donut
there.
And the whole bunch.
So it's frustrating because, you and I stay in touch with this. There is so much content coming through here. It's like the velocity is unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I used to try really hard to keep up with it. I don't have time anymore.
Yeah, I'm just like, and a lot of people have, you know, I don't blog every single thing. I just blog the big stuff, like demos and trailers. I think all the demos I always try to blog.
Right. Yeah.
The big stuff, but like the Brady Games Gears of War Cogtag locations, which people really didn't care for.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Of course, Eats, Chowdown, and Pinball FX. Those two titles are.
Eats, I think, is going to be a game I'm going to play a lot with my
little
son.
Sleeper.
That just looks like fun.
Some Command & Conquer pictures went up. The demo for Command & Conquer went up last week, so it really doesn't count.
I haven't had time to play that yet, but I love
RTS. I know you're excited about
way
that.
Back. I want to go spend some time with that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that as well. I'm going to try to give that some. Although I told you, when I played, was it Lord of the Rings? I think it was a Lord of the Rings game when that came out. Paul Bunyan and I, who works with us, he had been playing it for a couple days, and I hadn't been playing it. He sees me on the friends list, he invites me into a game. I'm like, all right, I want to learn how to play. And I'm monkeying around, just learning the different commands and whatnot. And he's really, and I'm talking to him, and he's not saying anything. All I hear is,
And I can see where this is going.
And then about 8 minutes later, I look up, and there's this army coming over the ridge, and he obliterated my guys, obliterated them.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I mean, I'm building a house and a stable.
Yeah.
Just leveled me.
It's a classic, well, for the age fans out there, it's a classic Bronze Age rush.
So.
You had no chance.
I had nothing. Yeah. I just rolled over. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that as well. Let's see what else. Of course, the video that we put out earlier on, I think it was Thursday night, I posted it up. Have you watched the video? The one with Albert and I?
No, I have not had a chance.
So Albert, so the Elite is available, as we said earlier, it's available starting today, April 29th, in most regions, isn't it?
No, I don't think so yet.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, it's coming out in North America right now. I think it's U.S. and Canada right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the world later, just because there aren't enough to go around.
Right.
So.
So the anyway, the we put up the video that shows you kind of how you transition from your existing Xbox 360. If you're going to buy a 120 gig hard drive, it's very easy. It just pushes everything over. And then if you're buying an Elite, it's a little different because of the way the licensing works. And yes, we know the licensing isn't perfect. We know that.
Yes,
we're working on
it. Yes, we are going to make it better.
That's all
just,
we can say.
Just like the dashboard and everything else.
Yep.
Just because it works a certain way today doesn't mean there won't be an update coming down the road that will make you happier.
So if you get a chance, make sure you watch that video. If you have any questions, and you know, Albert brings up a lot of good points in this video, and our goal was to make sure that people understood that they're, you know, the different scenarios, so they could make a better informed decision.
That makes sense. The one thing that surprised me was it actually doesn't take that long.
Did you do it yet? It,
yeah, on a from a full 20 gig hard drive to a 120, it's about an hour, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the software gives you the usual warning of this could take a long time. I don't remember.
It's
exactly
like Disneyland,
what it says.
Though. When you go to Disneyland or Disney World, and the line says it's going to be an hour from here, but it's only 35 minutes.
It never. No. It usually says it's going to be 6 hours, and it's three.
When are you going?
There's no
when
line.
Are you going to Disneyland with 6 hours? I'm not going then.
Last time I was at Disneyland was the day after E3 06.
Oh, I remember that. So that's how I got you tickets for that.
That's
yes,
right.
I got you tickets for that.
You scored me and my girlfriend tickets, so we didn't have... Everyone else had to buy.
Right.
We had the in with Big Major Nelson.
Anyway.
Splash Mountain was so much fun. Oh.
Anyway, getting back to the... So check out this video if you have any questions. We wanted to just be as clear as possible with that. So anyway. All right, we're gonna pause here, E, because we need to... I'm going to let you finish your sandwich, and I'm gonna get a couple interviews I want to hit. All right, William Schmidt is with me. William is working works at Activision, and he's working on the Spider-Man game. William, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure.
So tell us about the new Spider-Man game, Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3 is a game that's releasing day and day with the movie. It is a massive open-world game that allows you to swing around and actually be Spider-Man.
So you're actually going to be Spider-Man. You're going to live Spider-Man. You're going to follow the Spider-Man dream in this game. So tell it. You know, open world. People think Grand Theft Auto, and more recently games like Crackdown or Saints Row. So what's obviously you're Spider-Man. So what are some of the things you have to do to clean up the city?
Well, Spider-Man introduces a number of storylines that the player can be involved in, including three gang storylines that are very unique to the game, and. You're basically responsible for going around and saving the citizens.
Mm-hmm. Cool. It's that sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us about the dark side, specifically the black suit.
Well, the symbiote that takes over Spider-Man and gives him additional powers introduces a new play mechanic to the game. You manage your rage, and as this rage builds through fighting opponents and everything, you get to release these almost smart bomb moments where you can take out huge groups of people or perform amazing moves.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds there you go. That's the black suit. Tell me, you know, William, I'd like to ask you about developing Spider-Man the game against Spider-Man the movie. What was that development process like? I mean, I ask this of a lot of people that I have on my show, developers with games, but I don't think I've interviewed somebody who's developed against an existing IP or, more specifically, a movie that's also in production. So what was that like?
Well, it presents some really unique challenges because they're actually making the property as we're making our property, and we're trying to base our property off of the movie. So as the movie changes, we need to be pretty closely involved. Like if a scene changes in the movie or they cut something from the movie, we have to make sure that's reflected in the game. So it's a lot of fun. We went to the Sony lot like every other week, and we read the script as it changed, and we talked to the production personnel on the movie. We got to see rough footage and animatics of the movie. And that's how we based and got all our knowledge of how we're going to create the game, like what scenes we're going to transition from the movie to the game, and what, you know, what comes over well and what's kind of like kind of flat. Even though I don't want to say any of the movie is flat necessarily, but
sure.
You know, gamers don't exactly want to pursue the love story. They want to say, give me the high action moments, and that's what we really wanted to bring through to the game.
Yeah, there's certain moments on film that may be great for film, but they don't translate necessarily into gameplay.
Exactly.
You've obviously seen the final film already, which is coming out. When is the game's available day and date with the film?
Yes.
So you've seen the film already. So are you happy with it? Is it pretty close?
It's amazing. Sam Raimi is a god. You know, he is just an amazing director, and he brought, you know, it was great when I read the script. I looked at it and I went, you know, this doesn't seem very compelling on paper. But then we saw the animatic, and I was like, wow, this was just not represented on the page. And that's a credit to Sam, who sits there and goes, you know, yeah, that's what it says. But now I'm on the set. Let me really take it over the top. And so that's great. And what I'm really proud to say is it's brought through to the game very, very well.
You know, one of the things, you know, if you're a video gamer, first of all, you play video games. What's your gamer tag?
My gamer tag is 6 feet of meat.
6 feet of me.
Yes, okay. 6 feet of meat. It's a reference to me being a human.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Well, I'll put a link off to your gamer tag. But since you're playing games, you obviously know that it's kind of the history of video games based on films tends to be a little bit is a checkered past. What was that like going against trying to create a game against a movie? It's kind of hard.
It is difficult. There's a bit of a stigma attached to movie games, which, you know, they kind of have this barrier to break through. But Spider-Man has always done it very well, and this game will not disappoint.
It's available on the Xbox 360. It's also, tell me about all the different platforms it's on, because I know my listeners play a lot of different platforms. It's on the Xbox 360, the PS3, what are some of the other ones?
The PS2, the Wii, the PC, the NDS, the GBA.
Wow, it's pretty much everything out there.
Yeah, so basically every platform.
What what were some of the unique challenges developing for like the Xbox 360 versus the Wii versus the PS3 versus the DS? I mean, clearly the story is the same, but how do you translate that from a small screen to a big screen and so on and so forth?
Well, there are elements that transfer very well between the different platforms, the story and a lot of the game mechanics. But we really did have to separate the platforms, especially, you know, when you get down to the handheld level. We basically have four unique designs that are in place across these platforms, one for GBA, one for DS, one for the Wii, PS2, and eventually the PSP, and then one for the next-gen consoles and the PC.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is just it's scalable, right? Where we sit there and say, this is everything, and then what can we put on this platform? And then we said, you know, we don't want to shortchange the users on the Wii, for example, from the next gen, so we added a unique storyline specifically for the platform.
Oh, really? So there's a couple little things here and there that people get depending upon what platform they play it on.
That's correct. And there's also game mechanics that are unique to the platform. So you really... will get value out of owning both platforms.
All right, getting back to the gameplay, we talked about how it's a huge open world and the city is your playground. From my understanding, I played a little bit of the game, you can actually go above ground and underground. Is that true?
Yeah, for the first time ever, we really concentrated on expanding the city so that it's got an underground component. There's a whole subway system that's working underneath it. There are missions that are dedicated to going down into the sewers and pursuing villains down there. So we really do go from the very top skyscrapers and even above that in some of our mini games, where you're skydiving down onto the city, all the way down to the depths of the subway system and even below that into the sewers.
So you've talked about the fact this takes place in New York. This isn't a fictitious city. So how well represented for the New Yorkers that are out there that are going to pick up the game? I assume it's fairly close, correct?
Yeah, it is a movie Manhattan. I don't want to say it is Manhattan.
Sure.
We did widen the streets a little bit so that we can make the locomotion system more fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And we do take advantage of several of the movie buildings and stuff. So, but we do not want to say it's Manhattan.
Sure.
It is definitely a movie Manhattan.
Movie Manhattan. That's a good way to put it. Tell me about some of the new gadgets that Spidey has.
Well, you know, Sam Raimi doesn't use web shooters. He actually has that as part of Peter Parker's anatomy. So it's not necessarily gadgets, but he does. We do introduce new abilities. One of the abilities is the spider sense, which is popular in the comic books and even in the movie where he gets that little tingle before danger hits him.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually activate this in the game. It will show you the nearest incoming danger. It will show you clues, the path that you want to follow. So it's a new element to the game itself.
That sounds really interesting. So I'm looking forward to playing that. Tell me, can you give us a little hint at some of the achievements on the Xbox 360 version?
There's lots of achievements. I mean, we've spread the points pretty well. Like, there's a bunch of 20 and 30 point achievements that you can do. You know, when you do the best trick race or get a gold achievement, we have like a medaling system, a trophy system of bronze, silver, and gold for events. So if you get involved with those side events that happen in the city, because we really do allow you the freedom just to play any way you want. So if you want to follow a storyline and then stop, put it down, pick up another storyline, there's no gate in between. You just say, I'm going to switch stories and go pursue this. Or I want to go do the activities. I want to go on a gang tour, which is a timed tour of how fast I can take out 4 or 5 sets of gangs around the city. You know, so we really do allow you to play it the way you want to play it, and we reward you by giving you the achievement points in that manner.
That sounds really fascinating. Great. Well, William, I appreciate it. I appreciate you spending some time with me today. Spider-Man 3, the game, is going to be in stores with the movie. When's the movie releasing?
5/4.
5/4, so May 4th, and this will be available. So I appreciate the time today, William. Thanks so much. Joining me today is Zolt from Zen Studios, direct from Hungary. Zolt, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
So you are the managing director of Zen Studios, which is the developer behind Pinball FX, which was the Xbox Live Arcade title that released this week.
Yes, we are. And I have to admit, we are a kind of, you know, pinball nuts. That's why we say that we share our passion somehow with the next generation.
So you've developed this title. It shipped. It actually shipped this past Wednesday. It's available for 800 points for download from Xbox Live Arcade. Tell me about some of your history and how you came up with where you are today with Pinball FX and some of the other titles you've worked on.
We have been working on console and in game development for 5 years now. And at the beginning, we probably focused on too much on technology, and somehow too less on creating actual games.
Mm-hmm.
And during the process, we created a physics engine, which just happened to be ideal for an application such as pinball. Just imagine, only for the ball physics, we have in the game over 30 parameters to set, and we support over 20 different materials on the table, each with different physics set.
Mm-hmm.
This technology, what we created, we would like to continue to make games based on.
Sure. So you've done Pinball FX, which a lot of people are really enjoying. You know, you can see more details at pinballfx.com and so forth. But you also produced a title for the Nintendo DS, Flipper Critters.
Exactly. And you may or may not believe, but at the end, it's the same physics engine behind both titles, but one of them is much more efficient, and this is not the DS title.
Sure, exactly. You've developed for the DS and you've developed for the 360. Clearly two different pieces of hardware that do things great on their own. But how is it to shift from shipping, Flipper Critters down to Pinball FX and kind of mobilize your team to think bigger instead of smaller and kind of just rethink the whole thing?
We are smaller, but still a rather flexible team.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to think also very balanced from the different professions. And you know, working on the DS and on the on Live Arcade had its similarities. team size, general development cycle, and it was a little bit surprising even to me how quickly the whole team could change their attitude from, you know, having such a limits as a DS, the hardware just poses on us, on a totally different hardware such as the 360.
Yeah, you know, so with the DS you had a touch screen, and then with Pinball FX you're using the vision camera. Tell the listeners how the vision camera is used within the game itself.
It essentially has two functions. One function is to control the game itself. You can control the flippers via a kind of sensor on the area, on the viewing area, using the camera. And the second function is the chat function, which probably will be the most enjoyable for our players.
And then, so there's also some live functionality. Tell us a little bit about the live functionality and how you have Xbox Live working with this title.
This is probably one of the aspects which is unique in the title and never been really implemented in any pinball game yet. This is the really fun part. This is essentially a race on a certain table, and just need to reach a point number to win the multiplayer. Maximum four player can play in one round, and the live chat is supported while playing.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So you can have the chat while you're playing. You also have got a lot of plans. How many tables ship with the title as it is right now?
Three tables are included in the core game, and we are already working on three additional tables released gradually. And I can tell you, we are working on some other deals as well. You know, we just love pinball, and we appreciate a lot some of the old classic tables, and not just real machines from Williams and Bally and the likes, but also from some of the video pinball games.
Sure.
And we would really like to make some of those tables be recreated and available for our players.
So how do you go about?
Hopefully very soon.
Yeah. How do you go about doing this? I mean, obviously playing pinball is a single experience for a lot of people, and you're looking at the table with all the chutes and the lights and so forth. How do you go about it and translate that into something that's a three-dimensional on the computer screen, controlling it with a controller?
With the power of the 360, we are in an easy situation, because the hardware is so powerful that we can essentially simulate every single bits and pieces of the real thing. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is that everybody really wants to have a realistic pinball physics, but this doesn't really work in practice. It doesn't really feel right somehow. It's a very similar situation that what you have in flight simulations. You can either have a real life simulator, but with all the gadgets, all the adjustment options, but somehow these games are just boring to play with. Mm-hmm. Very slow tempo, many things to watch out for. Or we can have the other approach of this arcade kind of things, which where the player jumps into action immediately and can enjoy playing, you know, right at the beginning. Very similarly, somehow in pinball, we just need to have the whole game a bit more exaggerated, a little bit more saturated on the physics as well. So it's not a straight simulation, but somehow, I really don't know how to explain that.
Sure.
It's a bit like a very similar situation when you have motion captured animation.
Right.
First, even to me, it was surprising that if you play that animation in a game at the correct speed, the whole thing feels just too slow. You just need to speed up by about 50-100%, so double the speed, if you want to have the feeling which you are used to having in games.
Sure, that sounds really interesting. Tell me about some of your favorite pinball games. Some of the tables, whether computer or otherwise, that you really enjoy.
we are lucky enough. We have three tables in the office in very good condition, and we play them practically every day.
Which ones are you playing? Can you tell me the which?
This is Fishtails from Williams, the Adams Family from Williams, and the Rocky and Bullwinkle from Data East. Very fun machines indeed, and we are just really lucky that we could find ones in really good condition.
So you have those there in the office, and you it's kind of interesting because you have to go play them for inspiration when you're designing the game, I imagine.
Exactly. It's sometimes difficult to finish the coffee breaks with those guys, I can tell you.
So how long was the development cycle for Pinball FX? Was it a year? I mean, what was that like?
The quality assurance system of Microsoft is really at a high level. Uh-huh. Only to go through that process would take at least 4 months, just to make sure that the title we ship is not freezing. This is technically solid. This just won't cause any headache for the players. But the whole cycle is about 10 months.
10 months. Is it different for you shipping electronically over Xbox Live Arcade versus in a cartridge like with a Nintendo DS? Do you have to think of things a little differently?
If somebody, Live Arcade as a distribution method is great, and my opinion that this probably going to dominate in the future, and we will see bigger and better games month by month. First, the players can actually try the game. They can test on the real machine if it's working, if this is what they are looking for. And this is not the case when you go out and buy retail games. You just don't like it at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. This is one. And the second, it's so easy to have such a game via Live Arcade on your machine. You just need to enter to the proper menu and download it, and that's it.
And it's very simple.
Comfortable.
Yeah, it's the other thing I always like to ask people that have designed games, tell me some of the stories behind some of the achievements that you have in Pinball FX and how you came up with the ideas for some of the achievements.
It came actually naturally. Every table has its own theme, and those achievements found on the tables are kind of natural results of reaching certain points, certain maturity in the certain table.
Sure.
I have to tell you, achievements are really challenging. I'm just checking the leaderboards, and there are some fantastic players out there. Way better than any persons internally.
Right.
And it's really difficult to obtain all of those achievements. And I'm really looking forward seeing who's going to be the first one who's having all the 12 achievements.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there I know that are gunning for all those. Well, Zolt, I appreciate your time today. You're the managing director of Zen Studios, which is the studio behind Pinball FX. It's out on Xbox Live Arcade right now for 800 points. We look forward to seeing some of the tables that you talked about a little earlier. Hopefully, they'll be coming around to the Xbox Live Arcade real soon.
Definitely. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for your time, and I'll let you get back to work. I know it's late there in Hungary.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so there we go. Those are the interviews we got for this week. You're the one who started the whole thing. I should have 3 or less interviews.
Yes. It's my corollary to your stupid theory about girls in Halo 2.
Would you like me to repeat that?
You can. It won't make it any less dumb.
Which is that I only play with 2 or less women in Halo 2.
Right.
On my team.
And by the way, I should point out that after the all-nighter, someone actually posted on your blog, by the way, Major, played in the all-nighter with Ian, PMS Kitty, and others. There were more than 2 girls in the room. Had a great time. Don't know what your problem is.
That's fine.
I'm just saying. That's fine. Dumb idea.
Do you want to know my other theory about... Do we talk about this with girls and their hair?
Okay. First... audience, I would like to disavow anything to do with what Major's about
to
say.
You told me this.
I don't.
You totally agreed with this.
What? No. I have nothing to do with this. Nobody is allowed to hurt me over this.
All right,
it's
well,
not
then
my
we'll talk about it later.
No, cough it up now.
No, we were talking about, Trixie and I were talking about that, and we were talking about how that I don't even want to go into this.
No, come on. You brought
it
up.
But it was how the older women get, the more crazy they get about their hair color. So once your wife or your girlfriend starts dyeing her hair, she's like cross the chasm.
Okay, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Because there's some married guys out there that are probably like, yeah, you know, come to think of it, she did color her hair when XYZ happened.
Okay, I'd just like to point out that was Major talking. That was not E. So now, leave me alone. Go after Major.
E agreed with me.
No.
E's nodding his head.
No.
All right. What else do we have here?
We've got Xbox 101.
Oh! I got to name the game.
Name the game. There you go.
I got to name the game. So let's go do that. So here we go. Name the game. This is the name of the game. This is the name the game sound effect from last week, which was short and sweet, and I was actually surprised the number of people that got it. Do you know what that is?
I do know what that is.
And that is?
That is Tetris Evolution.
Tetris Evolution, which people think is an arcade game, and it's not.
It is. No, it's a regular retail on a disc game.
So Tetris Evolution.
I've got a friend who was like bugging me for quite some time. When's it coming out? When's it coming out? When's it coming
Tetris
out?
Tetris Evolution?
She is a Tetris freak. Kind of like I have, you know, 18 different copies of Bomberman.
Yeah, you're that's crazy how, with Bomberman.
That's how she is about Tetris.
So I'm going to take all the correct answers and pull out one of them. And the winner is... I don't understand this guy's gamer tag. What is that?
Wait a minute. Let me.
Can you
I
see
have
this
to
here?
Walk over and see this.
Look at this. So is that his gamer tag? And then that?
Yeah, I think he's. Yeah, that's
okay.
That whole thing is his gamer tag.
Ryan Atlian, Atlian. He is. Congratulations, you grabbed yourself a Plantronics Major Nelson headset. And as if on cue,
yes,
through the door.
Ta-da! It's the Trixinator.
Walks Trixie. So I'm warning you all now to get your Trixie headphone setting corrected on your. Get your Trixie filter on. We're recording this in the office today, and Trixie decided to stop by once again. I think you read my calendar, and you know what I'm recording with you. So do you want to give her your microphone?
Sure.
So, because I only have two microphones, so I didn't realize it.
Hey, no slobber this time. Very nice. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You guys went to Wendy's without me?
No, no, he did. He went to the drive-thru on the way over here for the show.
Yes. Dude, I'm totally hungry.
I was in a hurry.
Yeah.
I have the rest of my French fries.
There's like five, and then
now,
five
now you have to
us.
Remember, I must set things up here, because normally when we're at the office, you know, Monday through Friday, and we're leaving, and Trix will say she's going to cook dinner tonight, my response is, what drive-thru are you going to?
No, last night I cooked, actually. I made myself a mayonnaise sandwich on toast. It was delightful. Yeah.
Oh, that's just gross. That's just vile.
I love mayonnaise. It's like...
It's oil and eggs.
Mmm, mayonnaise. Me likey.
Oh, God. There's people like on the other side of the planet right now are listening to her going, what is she talking about?
Yeah.
And frankly, I think I'm one of them. What are you doing?
I love math.
So what are you doing in here?
Well, you know, working.
What do you got in your agenda? What's for the you know, we have all these features of the show. I've got, you know, the Xbox 101, the name of the game, the gadget section, the interviews. I think we need a Trixie rant section. Are you in here to rant?
I'm not in here to rant.
Okay.
I just wanted to stop by and say hi. And,
yes.
You know, I smelled French fries, but apparently yes. I'm too late for the crispy ones.
I offered.
Well, is there nothing worse than cold French fries?
No.
That
no,
is like
really
they are vile.
There's nothing worse. Yeah.
Anyway.
But I wanted to tell your listeners to yes. check out some cool stuff on Xbox.com next week.
Like what?
We are launching a big Mother's Day extravaganza
yes.
on the website. You know, the linchpin of it is the My Mom's a Gamer contest, and I've had 1,500 entries for
so
that.
So if people can call, they can write in. I was
yep.
going to say call in. They can write
no,
in.
Don't call me.
And they're writing a paragraph or two or
yep.
three. Is there a limit on the words?
Yeah, it's supposed to be between 250 and 500.
So you write a soliloquy to Trixie about your mother, and you could win an Xbox 360 Elite.
That's right.
Which is in stores now, some places. So that's kind of cool. Now, you and I were talking about this last week, is that you're getting people that are entering by just sending their gamer tag.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't work.
That's a big negatory, Ghost Rider.
Those. Yeah. 250 words is the minimum. If it's less than that, I don't care.
What if it's just their gamer tag 200?
No, that's not going to work.
It has to be
either.
Well. Now, are you like red penciling them up like a teacher?
No, I'm not sending them back corrected because I would go insane in the membrane if I had to do that.
Right.
Spell check is your friend.
F7 on most people.
On most people.
On most people. So what else? So what else are you gonna have? Oh, you actually have something really interesting. that I'm giving you.
Tattoo.
No, no, for your Mother's Day thing.
I do.
So I have an interview with my mother.
Yes.
That I'm going to share with you.
Yes.
That I'll be sharing on a future
Mrs.
show.
Herb.
It is a very funny interview that I did with my mom, where she talks about building her own computers, and that's all I'm going to say.
I love that.
My mom is cool. She called. Did I tell you she called me yesterday? This is because I was talking to you about this. She wanted to buy a new computer. She's like, has to upgrade. Mom, you're retired. She has to upgrade, and she's like, wants to get this tricked out machine with a 22-inch LCD that she's apparently drooling over at the local Best Buy or something. What does she need that for?
I don't know.
She's
retired.
My mom's going to start playing Halo 2 Vista. Just what I need.
Yeah, exactly.
So what else you got?
Also, that's kind of cool is I've been doing the Gamer Spotlight for quite a while now.
Yes.
And on May 3rd, it's going to publish actually the 200th Gamer Spotlight.
So that's Wednesday. One, two, three. No, it's Thursday. Thursday. It's Thursday. I'm looking at my calendar. It hasn't flipped it. So it's this Thursday.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means I've done 200 of those.
What are people that don't know what the Gamer Spotlight is? Tell them.
The Gamer Spotlight is a brief little interview with your just average gamers. You don't
Anybody.
Have to be a championship winner. You don't have to have a massive gamer score. You know, just an interesting story.
And who do you remember who the first one was?
Yes. His gamer tag was Loxley.
And
I hope he's still with us. I don't know.
That's interesting.
I'll have to look him up.
And who is number 200?
Number 200 is, it's a surprise. You'll have to come to Xbox.com on Thursday and
really?
Check it out.
Mm-hmm. That's a tease.
Mm-hmm. I've been accused of that before.
What else do you have?
That's pretty much all I got.
Speaking of teases, I was teasing the videos that we were working on.
Oh,
the Pac-Man
today?
Videos. The Pac-Man videos.
I just came back from mine. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, so that's all we're going to say.
I kind of felt him up a little bit.
You felt Pac-Man up?
A little. I like yellow.
Jesus.
Wow.
Why you gotta
I had to. It was there.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anyway. Thank you for stopping by, I think.
Sure.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, but I think I am going to take the rest of these crusty French fries with me.
You're really going to eat them, even though they're stone cold?
Well, I'm hungry.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I always forget to eat on the weekends.
Yeah, you always do forget to eat on the weekends. Right, because I remember, was it 2 weekends ago? In one day, you had 22 Diet Cokes?
I did. No, it was the weekend. It was over the course of the weekend.
2 days, you had 22 Diet Cokes.
Yeah.
Not that big a deal.
Really?
22?
That was a lot.
I also have 8 10-shot
of
espresso.
Yikes.
I get crazy if I have two.
You crazy anyway, baby.
So, all right, enough out of you. All right, you're going to go.
All right, goodbye.
So, what are you playing?
Me? I'm playing Luxor 2 and Guitar Hero 2. I actually beat Guitar Hero 2 on easy just a couple nights ago.
Yes,
yeah.
That's
so
nice.
I'm going to have to go back and try to 5-star them all, but some of those songs suck. Like, Lamb of God, what the hell is that? I mean, I feel like 150 years old, but that does not sound like music to me. That sounds like some angry belches from the depths of hell.
This review does not represent the perspective of this podcast owner.
I love the game. I just think that song licks.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And I'm not.
You want to go out on that? You want to go out on that? Is that the way you want to leave people?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We're gonna. Okay. Why don't you hand that back to
me? All right.
Here you go. I'll talk to you later. Go back to work.
All right. It's surprise.
Yeah. Of course you are. So if you ever want to get on Trixie's good side, send her like McDonald's gift certificates for fries. And mayonnaise. Jars and jars of it. One Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington.
She will probably dip the French fries in the mayonnaise, which is revolting to think about.
All right, so congratulations to... Where were we? Oh, we're talking about Name the Game. Ryan, ATL, IEN. Ryan, congratulations. And then now that Trixie's gone, we can do another Name the Game. All right, so good luck. If you think you know what that is, send me an email, major@xbox.com. And I have for you, if you win, I have you an Air Force X1 headset. Those are cool, aren't they? From Turtle Beach.
Yeah, they are cool, actually. I need one of those for home. And I think I know what that is, so I'm just going to... You've got some cool things by the chair. I'm just going to take one.
You're just going to take things. My office is just filled with stuff.
Yeah.
And headsets and stuff.
I mean, some of it's junk, but some of it's cool stuff, so I'm going to reward myself.
Did I show you these?
What? What are these?
The guys from Shure sent me these.
No, give me
the headsets.
We'll talk about those after the show. Okay,
we'll talk about those after the show. So, anyway, hey, it's time for
Xbox 101 with Major Nelson.
Go, Funky!
All right, now, E, when you're on the show, usually you provide the Xbox 101.
I do.
And I would like you to provide the continue in that tradition, provide it.
I'm glad to do so. This one's actually kind of a pet favorite feature of mine.
I didn't even know about this. That a lot of people around here didn't know about this.
It kind of snuck in, and I'll talk about that a little bit. But first, I'll talk about what's the feature.
Okay.
So a lot of people know about our privacy settings. You can go in and set communication so that I can communicate with everyone,
mm-hmm.
only with my friends, or I can block communication.
Mm-hmm.
And that controls voice chat, messages, things like that. One of the things that we have changed is we've now broken out video into its own category separate from the rest of communication.
So video, for instance, like how you see in Uno.
Right.
So some of the games...
Video being the vision camera,
mm-hmm.
so that on games that support vision, I can decide what level of video I want to see. So, like you said, this is kind of snuck in there. The way you get to it today is you have to do it via the website.
So, Xbox.com.
Yep. Go to Xbox.com, log into My Xbox.
So, if you already have a silver or a gold account, you can do this.
Yes. And go to Manage Profile.
So, Manage Profile. So you basically have to go to My Xbox.
Yes.
And then you go to Manage Profile.
Right.
Okay.
And then go to Privacy Settings.
Privacy Settings, and he's showing me here on the screen.
And it's going to take you to a page where you can control all of your privacy settings.
Like, well, look at that.
Can people see your gamer profile? Can they see if you're online? Can they see what games you've played? And there's a new setting for video. And I'll read the description here. Decide who you communicate with using video on Xbox Live. Video communications on Xbox Live include video chat and in-game video.
Okay.
And you can set that to everyone, friends only, or blocked. So this means you can play Uno and only see camera feed from people that are on your friends list, or just block cameras
or block it entirely
altogether. And this is something that we didn't used to have. Right now you can only set it on Xbox.com. Pretty soon, when the next dashboard update goes out, you'll also be able to control this from the dashboard.
So this is something that obviously Xbox.com has shipped at first, but this is something that happened at the back end. And this is the very first place it's been revealed.
Right. The last time we upgraded the service,
right.
I talked about it on your show.
Yep.
There was a lot of things that we were changing that would eventually show up in ways that users would see them. This is one of them. We changed the way video privacy is broken out from other things, and the website happened to be the first one to be able to pick that up.
So that settings there in the service, and the website's the first thing to tap into it, and then this eventually in the next couple weeks when the new dashboard shifts out, there'll be a switch in there too.
Exactly.
Well, look at that. And that's probably the most valuable Xbox 101 we've had to date.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! So thank you. Thank you, E. So everyone's probably hitting their head right now going, wow. That's kind of wild. So thank you. Thank you, E. The next thing I want to talk about is the What Has Major Not Played contest. A couple weeks ago, maybe it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, probably a month ago, I asked people to say there was a number of games that I had not played, and what were they? And people sent me emails. They sent me... I got an Excel spreadsheet.
You did, but we should address the number of entries that didn't listen to the rules.
Right.
We very clearly stated some rules, like they had to be playable on a North American 360.
Right.
Japan-only games, Europe-only games didn't count. I don't think anyone actually heard that.
Well, some people did.
Okay.
But not enough.
No.
So I wanted to award a winner, and I will award a winner. I sent him an email asking him for some information and to make sure I could use his gamer tag on the show, and he hasn't responded yet. So a lot of people have emailed me asking me what has Major Not Played contest. I'm going to pay off as soon as this guy responds.
So does he have like a time limit if he doesn't respond?
I'll give him another week. I'll give him another week.
Okay.
I'll give him another week, and then don't panic. But what did it end up being? So 30 titles?
Something like that, yeah.
It was crazy. And a lot of these things, I remember you and I were looking at the list going, God, didn't we play that?
Yeah, and I think where we're getting bit is some of these games, we played non-final versions
right.
on test networks that wouldn't show up on our,
right.
on our real gamer card. But we've just there's so many games, we managed to forget, did we play this for real or was
it? Yeah, where did we play this and how did we play this?
Yeah.
So there you go. Hopefully I'll have a winner for you next week, and I'm going to throw in an Air Force X1 headset, which is cool.
Unless, of course, I take them all.
Unless, of course, E takes them all. E comes into my office and cleans. I have to lock my office at night, pull the blinds, because you'll come in here and take stuff. What do you got for gadgets this week? Oh, I know what you got, which I'm getting. I should have tomorrow.
Yeah, that was awesome. So we've talked about Planet Earth before.
Yep.
I got my
the most amazing television show broadcast today.
It's pretty astounding.
Right.
I got my Planet Earth HD DVD set. Wow.
Did you watch them?
I've just started to watch them. I've been watching it on Discovery HD over my satellite.
Right.
And I've just started watching the HD DVDs, and it is just lights out stunning. I mean, I can't get over how amazing the picture quality is on this.
I should have mine. I ordered them from Amazon as well. I should have them in hopefully tomorrow.
So the thing that amazed me is they're not expensive.
Right.
And not only... So Amazon ran a deal last Christmas. I think we talked about it at the time.
That's right.
Where if you bought like 3 HD DVDs during their promotion...
I don't know if this was available everywhere on planet Earth, but...
Yeah, but it was last Christmas in the U.S. Buy 3 HD DVDs, and then for all of 2007, get 10% off all HD DVDs.
You've been milking that puppy, haven't you?
It's been working well. So I got 10% off planet Earth, which was pretty cool.
Right.
And then, in between the time I ordered it and they shipped it, they dropped the price from 69-something to 66-something.
Right.
And so I wound up getting them for like $60.
Right.
It was great.
About the price of an Xbox game.
Yeah, it was amazing. And... I mean, I've been watching Planet Earth with my son.
Right.
It's just mind-blowing. The one with the penguins and the polar bears?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, where that gust of the wind comes through and it blows all the penguins around. You remember that one?
Yeah, you feel really bad for them. I mean, they're so cute.
Well, you
cute.
Know, so I don't know if I told you this, but I watched this with my wife. And there's these are wonderfully award-winning photographers, cinematographers, producers that are just capturing Earth and wildlife like you've never seen it before. And in wildlife, things eat each other.
Yes.
And my wife doesn't like that.
Yeah, my son actually couldn't watch the end of March of the Penguins.
So it's is that a spoiler?
Well, penguins get eaten too.
Right.
I mean, people know that. I think all of our listeners understand that the occasional penguin may have something happen to it.
Right.
I'm not a fan of it. I like penguins.
Right.
So.
Not as much as ducks.
No penguins were harmed in the making of this podcast.
That's right. So whenever they come on, you know, I record them on the DVR and I play them back on the high def DVR, and I'm watching them, and she'll cover her eyes. I'm like, oh god, I got to fast forward through this. And I was like, does anything eat anything in your world? She's like, no, everything's all happy.
I'm trying to remember where it was that I saw this. I can't remember if it was a movie preview. But there's these two kids sitting around the dinner table with mom, and they're like eating dinner.
Right.
And that kind of, you know, nature thing is going on. And brother says to little sister, you know, well, where do you think that cow you're eating came from? And
right.
She's got a mouthful of hamburger. And she's like, cow? What cow? And he's like, hamburger. That's from cow. And she's a
commercial?
I don't remember where it's from, but she just starts like spraying the hamburger out of her mouth.
Right.
It was so funny.
Excellent.
And somebody, please, you know, go up and on the comments and remind me where I saw that, because for the life of me, I can't place it.
So
right
that
now.
So anyway, it's fascinating the DVDs, but you're telling me, and I don't have mine yet, that the DVD HD DVD quality looks better. I'm sure it looks better than my Comcast compressed signal, which sucks.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I've been watching it on DirecTV,
right.
Which broadcasts a pretty nice Discovery HD signal. But seeing the full bandwidth coming off the HD DVDs, this is now one of the things I'm going to demo HD video with.
Well, whenever I would come over my house, I'd use Discovery HD anyway. But I just noticed a lot of the fast-moving scenes is when I get blockiness.
Yeah, no, this is, at least from a video... This is the best picture quality I've ever seen.
The most important thing is, what are the guys over at AVS Forum saying?
Yeah. And
that's where it really matters.
Yeah. But it's mind-blowing. This is like, it's the equivalent of, you know, you use Gears to show off your 360.
Right.
And Gears on a good TV looks just stunning.
Right.
This is the movie footage I'm going to show off with now. It's just, it's amazing.
So that's gadgets. Do you have any other gadgets you want to talk about?
Do I have any other gadgets? It's been slow. I mean, it's that time of year where we're kind of in between when the gadgets are announced and when they start shipping.
Well, I got these Shure headphones that Shure sent me to listen to, so I'm going to give those a listen. And then I'm getting another set of headphones in next week that I don't want to talk about now.
Okay.
But they're supposed to be... I don't want to talk about it yet, but they're supposed to be amazing. Better. Okay. Best headphones I've ever tried is what I'm being told.
Wow.
That's, ever.
Okay. But so. And with your radio background, you've used some pretty good...
Yeah, I use some pretty high-end cans. I mean, I've used Sennheisers.
Ooh, cans.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, I've used some pretty high-end stuff. Although, Yeah. We'll see.
Okay. That's a big thing to live up to, so I'll be curious.
Yeah, I agree, and I've been told, I'm like, dude, are you really? Really? So, we'll see. What else? I can't believe you don't have any gadgets.
I mean, there's gadgets I want, but they're, you know, not out yet.
Yep.
Although the TV that I want has started shipping.
Which is the?
The Samsung 61-inch LED backlit DLP.
And that's smaller than your current TV.
Yes, it's smaller. But
I just want to remind you, you're going down in size.
I know, and I wasn't going to do that, but the picture quality of the LED lit ones is so much better than the standard DLPs. Because the LEDs have a lot more punch than a standard bulb does.
Mm-hmm.
They last longer. They hold a picture longer.
LEDs are really the wave of the future, aren't they?
Yes.
I mean, I can't find... You know what I can't find for my house are LED light bulbs. Are they making them yet?
They are making them. They're expensive.
Yeah.
They're kind of where compact fluorescents were maybe 10, 15 years ago. So
which
everyone now is switching to CFLs.
I hate them.
I love them.
I don't like the lighting.
The only bad thing about them is the warm-up time with some of them. So, like,
yeah, it reminds me of like the high school gym where you go in and turn the lights on and the sodium lights are like... Right. And they would take like 10 minutes to come on.
So they're no good in like my laundry room.
Right.
Because, you know, I'll walk in there, flip the light on, fill the dog's water dish, and leave. Mm-hmm. And by then, the light hasn't warmed up yet.
Yeah, but you usually don't go in there anyway because your girlfriend's doing the laundry.
Right. Yeah. So, okay, something of an inside joke, but yeah, that's never going to happen. Moving on, you're going to get smacked for that, by the way, when she hears this. But for the rooms that have, you know, lights that I leave on all the time, compact fluorescents are great. They're brighter, they're cheaper to run, all that good stuff.
Well, I'll take a look at them.
LED lights, I think they're still a few years off until people are really going to want to use them.
Right.
But they're bright, they look great, they're just pricey right now.
Yeah.
You haven't hacked your car lately. You need to get into the car hacking
I haven't hacked my car, my Prius. I need to do that. You and I took it out this week, and boy, is it silent, isn't it?
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's like, when it stops, it stops.
And I just like the video game appeal. I mean, the dashboard.
I told you.
With all the, you know, here's exactly how much mileage you're getting and showing
it's
where the
electricity's
going.
Driving the video game.
Yeah. I have to admit, if I didn't have the needs I did around, you know, hauling dogs and that kind of stuff,
right.
I'd think about one of those. They're
and
very
it also,
cool.
Gas up here in the Northwest, I think, is like at $3.15 a gallon.
Oh, no, it's more than that.
It is?
Well, 92 is at about almost $3.50 a gallon right now. It's ridiculous.
$3.50?
Yeah.
You know what? I love driving by that gas station.
I know.
I just love driving by it. I drive by it. 2 weeks I drive by it.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I adore my 4Runner.
Right.
Great vehicle. And I'm certainly not going to be hauling, you know, 2 80-pound dogs around in a Prius. But I'm getting screwed at the pump right now. It's bad.
Let's bring it back to video games.
Oh, yeah, video games.
That's why we're
here. That's what this is about?
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Okay. How's your gamer score?
I'm doing okay now that I'm churning through Vista.
So you're really not okay. So not only are you, like, well behind me, so let's go look and see just how far Major is behind me. But I know for a fact you're, like, someone just passed you, and they kind
of
left you in the dust.
That's all right. I don't mind.
Yeah, but someone who I know, it does bother you a little bit to be behind.
Doesn't bother me to be behind anybody. I'm behind half the world.
Yeah, so you're at 85.
Yeah, because I have Halo 2 PC achievements, and she has none.
Yeah, but she's got like 2,000 more gamer score than you do.
Yeah.
So you're about 3,000 behind me.
Yep.
I'm at 11,753.
Right.
I hate being at 3. The games that, you know, give you one
you get
gamer
3?
Score... Wasn't it like Graw or something that had achievements that
right.
were like 6 and 8, you know, weird numbers like that?
Yeah, odd numbers like
so, that. So, here, let's go and look at the compare.
Idea compare. All
so, right. You're ahead of me on Halo 2 PC, but I claim that's only because you got it a couple days before I did.
That's fine.
I'm ahead of you by 35 in Crackdown.
Yeah,
what Crackdown achievement did you not get that I have?
There's a couple in there.
Hang on, I'm pulling
it was
it
doing
up.
The backflip. I was looking at him as well when I got the all 500 orbs.
You don't have the front flip.
That's
which
the
is
front flip.
Two front flips and a single jump in a vehicle, which
right.
is easy.
Right.
Should I spoil it for people?
Sure.
I mean, you can find this anywhere on the internet. The easiest way to do this is get the SUV with your driving skill to 4 stars, because then you can jump the SUV. And I just went down to the beach in Los Muertos, down
right.
by the carnival.
Down by the Ferris wheel.
And yeah, and there's all those little lifeguard shacks.
Yeah, that's where I did a lot of
ramps
it.
On them. And you combine the ramp with the SUV jump and hold the stick forward and 2 rolls, boom, achievement. And I have Untouchable Agent, kill 200 gang members.
That one I never
dying.
Got. When I was going through the single player, or I was doing co-op. Who was I doing co-op with? With you?
We did some co-op. You did some with Bunyan.
I did some with Tycho. Anyway, I just, for some reason, I never got that one, and I kind of suck. So, I don't know why I didn't do that. But anyway.
Dude, you haven't played, you got to play more Castlevania. Castlevania.
I do need to play
awesome.
More Castlevania. I totally need to play more Castlevania. There's a lot of things I need to play more of.
And you're way behind. I've got a good Guitar Hero lead. You need to get to work.
Yeah, but I do have all of them in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. 1,000 of 1,000, baby.
Yeah, but so do I. So, eh. But I got to admit, that game was surprisingly fun.
Yeah, we talked about that. So, the camera was frustrating, but something about it just kept you coming back.
Yeah, it was the camera. Yeah. If the camera had been better, I would have said this was a really highly recommended game, just pure fun factor.
Right.
But even with the camera being a little frustrating, it was still a lot of fun to play.
All right, so we need to talk about, speaking of game reviews.
Oh, the world's best game review.
Ever!
Oh, wow, yeah. I was trying to find that guy's email so I could email him and say, dude, this was awesome.
So there is a game that we have out on the Xbox 360 called, what's it called?
Earth Defense Force 2017.
That's it, Earth Defense Force. And I don't have any achievements in that, so I need to go do that.
But you have to finish the game
with
achievements.
Yeah, look,
that's why neither of us have any on
this. So Earth Defense Force 2017, and is it Eurogamer? It's Eurogamer.net. I'll put a link up on the blog to this. And this gentleman does a fascinating review of it.
Don't try and summarize it.
I can't.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, I won't even do it justice. So you need to go over and read this.
Yes.
Because I sent it to you that morning, and you're probably like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, and I started reading it, and I'm like, what? And then after about 30 seconds, I'm like, wow.
So I'll put a link up to that, Earth Defense Force 2017.
And it's making me, I'm going to go back and play this game some. I had kind of written it off as, oh, I don't have time for it, but now I'm going to put the effort in.
Okay. All right, well, let's see what else we have here. I think we're kind of coming to the end of the show.
The end of the show?
The end of the show already.
The end? I'm sad.
So people, if you want E back, send them a message. Do they send you messages?
yes, they send me
What messages.
Do they say? I get the strangest messages. I mean, don't get me wrong. We have some great community members, and some people send me some, you know, really nice, well thought out messages, and I try to respond if I have time.
Oh yeah.
But some of them, I just, you know, they'll say hi.
Oh, I get those.
They'll say, I'll get a message that just says, you know, dude, or you cool, and it's spelled, you know, the letter UC00L.
I get those all the time in my Major at Xbox.com account or on my Major Nelson on Live. It's my favorite one is when they send me, this is broken, fix it.
And they don't tell you what this is?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But like, for instance, I don't know, it's just the random things, like, you know, the game isn't working, the router isn't working, I can't connect to Live, and my friends and I... I want to talk about this for a second.
Okay.
Let's stop.
Major's about to rant, everyone.
No, I'm not about to rant. I just want to provide some guidance.
You're turning red.
I want to provide some guidance.
You're waving your arms around.
Folks, you know, I try to answer as many emails as I can, major@xbox.com. I'm always up on the blog, you know, in the comments and whatnot. Don't send me an email at major@xbox.com asking for help, for support, for a friend. Have your friend email me directly. Okay?
I have a friend with this problem.
Right, because I can't pass that on to my support contacts because of, you know, it's a privacy issue.
Right.
So I need, you know, you need to have your friend contact me directly, and I'm happy to help any way that I can, but let's just be smart here.
Yeah, and to be clear, if you're listening to this and you have a technical problem, email major@xbox.com if you're not getting what you need, you know, otherwise. Sending me a message over Live is not going to get you tech support. I would if I could, but with the amount of messages I get, I don't have time to even respond to them all.
And I want to be clear, E's address is not E@xbox.com.
It should be, but it's not.
It's not. So
I should talk to somebody about that.
But so I just want to make sure that everyone's aware of that. So I mean, I'm happy to help everybody, but I can't. You can't. Hey, my friend has this problem. Yeah, have him or her contact me. I'm happy to help him, but please contact me directly.
Yes.
Fix it. I love when those.
Yeah. Fix it.
Fix it. Whoa. What am I fixing?
And we do fix things all the time, just not necessarily the what we're getting messaged about.
Yeah, we do. You guys have been busy.
I also get a lot of, you know, violent ranting, you know.
Really?
We're gonna, you know, just really off the wall stuff, and occasionally I'll then get a couple days later, I'll get another message. Oh, sorry, it turned out my router was off or something like
right,
that.
Right. Yeah, it was, anyway, so there's some tips for getting in touch with us. Of course, you can send him a message over live.
You can send me a message if it's complete sentences and, you know, in some form of English, I'm more likely to respond to you than if it's in Leet speak. So,
Eno Leet speak.
I can puzzle it out, but if I've, you know, when you've got 50 messages and you figure, okay, I got time to answer 5 of these, you're probably going to answer the 5 that are actually, you know, sound thought out.
I agree. All right. Just going through my notes here to see if I have anything else.
You have more notes? You're far more prepared than I am. Well, I walked in with
I know. You just walked in. I handed you the microphone. I got it. People expect it. All right. We're going to wrap it up now. So you know the ending. This is Larry here, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, thanking you for downloading my show, saying have fun, play fair, send feedback, or file a complaint if necessary, and I may or may not talk to you soon. Maybe next week. E, you want to say anything?
Once again, no animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
So we're doing the after show. We don't have anything to talk about in the after show.
There's got to be something to talk about in the after show.
I
mean, but we are set. I mean, I feel bad. People like to hear the gadget talk, apparently. And we have no new gadgets lately.
I mean, you know, we look at Engadget all the time, just like you guys do.
Yes.
And I happen to know those guys over at Engadget. So they're always, I have some of them on my IM, and they tip me off when they got cool stuff, when I'm looking for cool stuff. But it's kind of dry in the gadget space.
Yeah, there's that. It's that post-CES drought. Some things come out right at CES.
Right.
A lot of things get announced that aren't going to ship till, you know, the second half of the year.
If at all.
Yeah. So, like, new receivers and DVD players and things like that, they've been announced. They're not available yet.
Right.
Like I was saying at lunch the other day, I'm shocked that these new TVs are actually available.
Yeah, why are they out there?
Last year, the 2006 product line, a lot of them didn't show till June, July. And this year, they're showing in April. So it's like, ooh, I haven't actually ordered one.
Is anybody out there a Samsung dealer that can shed some information on that?
Yeah.
And get E a TV?
Yeah. 61. It's the 6189S, I think. Yeah, something like that.
All right, so if you can send E that TV, he will trade you that TV for his gamer tag.
No. But I will... I don't know what I'd do, but I want a TV.
I know you do.
I'll give him a T-shirt.
Yeah.
No, I have T-shirts.
No, you'll give him one of my T-shirts to talk about taking stuff out of my office.
I have lots of Major Nelson things. I will give you anything you want out of Major Nelson's office in exchange for a 6189S.
Not including my copy of any of Thing from Halo.
Yeah, no. What is up with the bamboo hat with the flowers on it?
So let me tell you what happens here. I have my office, and it's in one of the well-traveled hallways here. When I go to meetings throughout the week, I come back to my office and people put stuff in my office that I don't know where it came from. Like those bamboo hats,
yeah.
I don't know where they came from.
They just instead I had to see
this painting
away,
on the wall. It looks like it belongs in like a doctor's office or a funeral home.
Right.
I don't know where it came from. I happened to notice it a few days ago. So every time
somebody brought a painting in,
and they hung it up. So people are screwing with me. Is whenever I leave the office to go to meetings or whatever, because when I go away. You know, I lock my office when I leave for the day, but during the day, my office is unguarded and I come in here and there's just, remember there was a stack of textbooks? I don't even know where those went.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like math textbooks in my office.
Yeah, that was crazy. I'm guessing a developer was, you know, I don't know.
Do you know who it is?
I do know who it is, don't you? No, I don't.
You're involved with this.
No. I might have had something to do with the clown, but.
What clown?
That was like 2 years ago.
Oh, that. I mean,
yeah,
yes.
You were on vacation.
Yes.
For the uninitiated, Major has an issue with clowns.
I don't like clowns.
How can you not like clowns? I mean,
they're creepy.
Clowns?
Clowns are creepy.
Okay, moving on. And no, they're not.
Clowns are
unless
creepy.
They're the like icky, you know, CSI kind of clown.
What's a CSI clown?
There was an episode with some creepy clowns, and there are clowns that are creepy, but clowns, as a rule, are fine. You know, I don't want anyone, you know, saying I'm libeling clowns or anything, but Major is the one with the issues with clowns.
Yeah.
And I was going to say something, and I had a great point, and now I have totally lost it because we got off on this clown riff. Oh, I know. So the video interview I did with Trixie... Which, I really didn't like.
Oh, that's right. That was great, too.
No, it sucked, but that's another conversation. People were asking on Trixie's blog, and I think on yours as well, about the stuff on my wall.
Yeah, what was the deal with that?
I got a couple of messages, and people were like, so are we supposed to be looking for secret things? And
are there secret things on your wall?
I think after the bit you did with the black controller.
Oh, with Albert.
In the picture with Albert. Yeah. I think people thought that this was more of the same.
Right.
And, ooh, we're going to look in E's office for top secret stuff.
Right.
And there's nothing top secret on that wall. That's just mementos from the time I've been here. So things like, you know, early Xbox Live beta discs.
Right.
Halo 2, you know, invites to the Midnight Madness launch. You know, random posters. I got a very nice signed poster from the Rainbow Six dev team, things like that.
Right.
I think the only thing unusual is I've got the one bumper sticker in the middle of the room that stands out. And,
which says?
My Labrador is smarter than your honor student.
Somebody picked up on that.
Yeah. And just for the record, I don't have anything against kids or honor students. I have one. I just also have Labradors, and I think the bumper sticker is really funny. So... But I'm not, like, anti-PTA or anything.
No children or Labradors were harmed in the making of this show.
No. Oh, no. No Labradors were harmed. No children. It's, yeah. Uh-huh.
So there's nothing secret. That was a good video.
No, it wasn't.
Really? Why not?
I didn't like the way it came across at all.
Did you see the one with Albert and I were wearing the same shirt, basically?
It was, no. I got to go watch that. But we were trying to, filming that thing in my office. My office is not very big. None of the offices around here are large.
Right.
And... having myself and Trixie in my office, plus Video Monkey, plus the camera,
plus
lights. A whole bunch of lights and, you know, umbrellas to reflect the lights off of, and my desk and my console and the TV, and it was not a particularly pleasant environment to film in. So if I looked like I was, you know, really angry and pissed off, I wasn't, but that's probably why I felt that way.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I had a number of people tell me, wow, you really looked like you were, you know, ready to kill someone.
But that's the way you always are.
No, I am not. I occasionally, but...
Occasionally, and at which point I avoid E.
There's a less grumpy side of E.
Mm-hmm.
So, come play... If you would come play Halo 2, you would see the less grumpy
side. Not with two, more than two women in the room.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
That's a good thing.
You know what?
So
it would be...
Come play with, like, Ace and the someone...
I miss, you know, I do need to... We played a lot. I miss those guys.
Yeah, because...
And don't get me wrong. And don't get me wrong. I would be very clear here. Oops, I said it again.
Everyone take a drink.
Take a drink. Most of these women, way better than I am at the game.
I was going to say all of them.
Way better.
Yes.
Way better.
So, like 4 or 5 nights a week, I'm playing with the gang. So just come join us one night.
I got to download the new maps.
You don't have the new maps? Dude,
I've been too busy.
They're $4.
It's not that I'm not going to buy them. I just haven't had a chance yet.
Oh, my God. Well, that's true. You haven't played Halo 2 Xbox in God only knows how long.
Right.
So come play with us. We're on all the time. And then people can go, oh, my God, are you Major Nelson? So my favorite and I think I may have told this story before, was the one guy who like recognized you
right.
and asked if you were the Major Nelson
right.
and then started, you know, just swearing a blue streak at you.
You remember that one?
It's like, wait yeah, a minute, I identified the fact that I work at Xbox Live and
right.
I can probably, you know, go talk to the guys who, you know, do things to bad players.
Right.
And then you're going to just use every curse word in the book.
Unfortunately, as we pointed out a little earlier, some people aren't that bright.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I should go.
All right. We're gonna finish up here before Trixie comes back in.
And she's gonna have mayonnaise.
All right. So if you want Eon again, send him a message.
And that's all, folks.